Hi, Vinny. Just in terms of the impact that, your signings have made from January, just how important can fresh energy be to, a group, just that fresh emphasis that they can bring?
I hope that what I see on the training ground and what we've seen in the last game, that is something that carries for the next 15 games, right? It's these guys came on a mission, and I don't think they're dragging anything from previous games into this season. They're only wanting to show themselves, and for us that's important.
Do you feel from the players that are already here, do you feel that sort of the stakes are a bit raised, that the competition's even higher now, that new faces have come in? Do you sense that during day to day?
Yeah, but I think we're past the aspect of just competition. I'm pretty sure that if you went through the dressing room one by one, that everyone's now just focused on staying up, whoever does the job. That's why I'm saying, talking about individuals, I don't see that in our team at the moment. What I see is a team that's pulling in one direction and clearly sees what the priorities are.
Just on that sort of theme of sort of run-ins, and I know there's still 15 games to go, so there's still a long way, but is there a point where things change mentality-wise, where suddenly it feels like where you're building a campaign, now it's, you're looking, you know, it's coming closer to the end of one?
You're always building, always. You know, I don't see how any experience or any situation is not valuable. So you're always building. It's just a part of getting to your goal for me, and I don't look at it in any different way. It's for me, that's a big thing as well. I don't wanna, you know, I wanna take this experience for what it's worth as well. It's like we're all getting probably all the answers we need as to how, you know, transfer window's done. We are where we are, and now we just march forward and we go 15 games all out, nothing to lose. But the biggest thing as well is from this, that should give us all the answers we need for the next season, you know, whatever may come. And that's how we look at it.
And just finally, just in terms of if you're playing against the sort of the bigger teams this season, just how do you, what type of progress do you feel you've made as the season's gone on? You've played more of those types of games. What progress do you feel the side's made in competing? And
I think probably our game management has been better. I think it's been clear to see that we've been a part of those games. I don't have to go through them all again. But you know, Spurs away, Arsenal away. You know, we've played many games against top sides and there are many there are many teams who didn't do as well as we did, but you know, you don't get a medal for playing well. We need the results, and so we focus on that. That's a big thing for us. And you know, if we play well at Anfield and that's positive as well. But we're there because we want to try and get a result. Thank you.
Can I ask you about Darwin Nunez? He's a striker that seems to provoke quite strong opinions, sort of good and bad. I wonder what you made of him as a manager and as a former defender as well, in terms of how difficult or not that he is.
You know, these type of strikers, they're top strikers. I mean, in the end, you can always have a season where you find your feet a little bit, you know, and I think the pace is always, does he have ability? I don't think anyone would doubt that. He has ability. Has he got the work rate for the team? Is he living? Is he passionate about what he does for the team? I don't think anyone would doubt that. And then whether it happens within 6 months or whether it takes a year or two, that's a different discussion. But you worry about players when the intensity and the desire and the work rate on there, because no matter what, even at that level, you can be as talented as you want, you won't survive. But he has the basics, so the rest, it's just a matter of time.
And just, you said obviously this Liverpool team's there or thereabouts with the ones that you played against, yeah, with City. What was the one thing that you felt when you were playing against that Liverpool team that you had to get right on a day, especially away at Anfield?
No, it was just you play those games, you feel that everything's on a knife edge. Obviously, we could hurt at the time any team, but you know, you feel as well that if you're not 100% at your game, that they can hurt you anytime as well. And when you're probably at a high, in the higher echelons of the division, you don't necessarily have that feeling against a lot of teams, and obviously they brought it every single time, and in terms of in the contest, it was a pretty even contest at the time. Thank you.
Martin. Thank you. Hi, Vinny. They were fairly sort of intense games, weren't they? The City against Liverpool ones. What sort of reception do you think you'll get from the Kop on Saturday?
No, I think they're there to support their team. I trust me, the so far I can, if I line up the receptions I've been given, it's probably more hostile in the Championship for no reason whatsoever, but it just is. and so therefore I think they're there to support their team, and that's all it is. And you know, I'm there as a Burnley manager as well, which is different.
I think I'm right in saying you wouldn't have won there, would you, as a player?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
City didn't. So this would be quite a good term to put that right, wouldn't it? It's an amazing record, really, that City had there. They never.
Yeah. And many of generations of footballers struggled there. But like I said, every time I play a football match, as a manager or as a coach, I think this is maybe the time. That's always how you approach it. And you know, and afterwards you think, well, maybe the next time, and it just keeps going that way.
I think Liverpool have their new stand open fully for the first time, so it'll be almost full. So it'll be a sort of quite an occasion, but you know, an opportunity for you to be party poopers maybe.
Yeah, that's always the plan. But I understand, you know, you play these monsters of clubs, you know, and of course the questions are much more around, not just around Burnley, but of course around these huge clubs, which I completely understand. And they're opening the new stand, and what about the last game they lost against Arsenal, and what about, but I really want to stress, I'm only focus on Burnley Football Club. Like, it could be for me that game could get played on Mars, it would still not change anything. I'm we're only about us, and we'll do our best on the day, and you know, we know it'll take everything we've got to get anything there.
Just one more, Vinny, not on the game as such. There was a report this morning that at a recent Premier League meeting that some of the managers had indicated they didn't understand the handball rule. Do you understand it yourself?
My understanding is diminishing with the day, and so I stick to what I understand, and I try. It's like with the VAR discussion and stuff. I do believe that the intentions are the right intentions, which for me always gives me. It's always an important baseline for me, but. As part of it, there's something I can't control, so I focus on our team, and yeah, we always speak about simple things for us. I think no matter what gets decided, it's just the consistency. That I think that's all as a manager you can hope for is consistency. And then if our opinions are asked about how we felt about certain situations, because a lot of us were players as well, we can always give our feedback. But as long as there's consistency, for me, most of these rules can change or tweak, and I'll trust the fact that they'll come to the right decision, but it has to be consistent.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.